Yeah. Got a new show for y'all.
Let me take a wild guess. Non-binary.
At least you got a black kid showing some diversity on her.
Little Negro and a laugh. Negro with no nose and lips.
So this looks like this is in a kindergarten, right?
Hey, everybody, watch how puzzled these damn kids are. It's like she's trying to perform calculus in front of these damn kids.
they're looking at her like, man, what's wrong with you? But anyway, start the video.
Huckleberries, today I wanted to introduce you to a new friend in our class. Well, this, Huckleberries, is my friend Nash. It's their first day in our class.
Nash for Negro.
They're just looking around at all of you, and they're so curious to know who you all are.
Today was fun. It was really interesting, though, knowing going in, being like, I don't know what questions kiddos are gonna have or what they're gonna say.
Same questions adults have.
Nerve-wracking, but also kind of exciting. It's that place of not knowing as a teacher and just being okay with that. Mm-hmm. And the friend likes to ask the question, are you a boy or a girl? And Nash answers, I'm just a kid.
But kids can be boys or girls.
They can be boys or girls. Yeah.
Or maybe non-binary.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you hear that? Can you pause it?
Yeah, pause it.
Pause it. Y'all hear that, right?
The girl said, maybe binary. Yeah. Can't even say this shit. But y'all showing it to them.
Why is people introducing these things to kids, man? It doesn't make any sense.
But being non-binary, all you're doing is creating this false sense of reality where you're nothing. You're just an object. When in reality, you got a snatch or you got a phallus. And now you're teaching this to kids.
How do you think the kids are like?
They ain't even paying attention to it. They're like,
you see the age of kids like this.
Little white kid was like this. You see the white kid was like this. What are you paying attention to?
Hey, that black girl, so or they could be non-binary. She's already been brainwashed. Me and Tifa have the soul. We have the opinion that you can be taught your gender. You can be taught your sexuality. You can be taught all that.
Yeah, you could teach a little kid to be a racist.
You can teach a kid to be gay.
Yeah.
A lot of people are not going to admit that, but
well, you can. If you can't admit that, think about it. If you can't teach sexuality, then there's no such thing as grooming.
Right. If it's no such thing as grooming, why is all the conservatives and Republicans and people up in arms about people being taught these
weird... It's because sexuality is taught.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there's the small minute of the population that's going to be either straight or gay, regardless of whatever they're introduced to.
There's going to be some exceptions.
But the majority?
Yeah.
Man, go back to the video.
Gay.
Yeah.
Or maybe non-binary.
Yeah.
Look at that rainbow shirt on.
Non-binary, yeah. That's just something that we know. And
it's made up.
This is something, I mean, it's like, they're 4 and 5 years old, and they just didn't make a big deal out of being a boy or a girl.
And I think it was a huge testament to how much we've been talking about it in the classroom that you never mentioned the term non-binary. It was a child who brought that up because it's constantly in conversation.
Yeah, just like me. So Nash, just like me, is non-binary.
And it's a Muppet.
Aren't sure if they're a boy or a girl. So when people ask them, are you a boy or a girl? Right now they just feel like saying, I'm a kid. They're figuring it out.
Does he like stars?
They like stars.
They like stars.
Yeah. And they
opinions.
Are really
look, digging in a damn nose.
They wore their star shirt because it's their favorite shirt. And because they were nervous today, they thought they would wear something that makes them feel special. Oh, huckleberries.
Look, my stomach's out. This is weird. This is very weird. And it's not hate speech me saying that. This is weird. You have adults to say that non-binary, they're not a female male, and they're teaching this to kids. This is very weird. You can't teach kids about the Bible, Christianity, or being a Muslim, or any type of faith or religion, but you can go in and brainwash kids about being non-binary. That don't make any sense. Why do y'all get a pass and Christians can't? Shit getting crazy, man.
I'll tell you right now, if I had like kids this age and I walked in on the first day of school to meet the teacher and I walked in and saw her, I like, yep, I already know what's going on here. Look at you. Look at you. Got your hair all faded and cleaned up on the sides.
You don't want to be a girl or a boy.
But you know what?
Everybody
knows. She's non-binary, but you cut your hair and you're dressing as if you're a boy. You, man.
Everybody knows you're a woman. No matter, regardless of what you think you are or you hope to be, you are always going to be a girl to the day you die. This is a school, this kindergarten?
Yeah. I remember when we was in kindergarten.
Eating, drinking Kool-Aid, eating
Cullen,
crackers, man.
We was Cullen standing in the lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Standing in the lines. I remember I had a mean-ass teacher. If you didn't stand in the lines, you went outside, mm-hmm. She'd put your ass in the corner.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that was a bitch. Couldn't stand her ass. Mean as hell. I'd rather go to her classroom, have my kids go to somebody like that that preaches discipline, stand in the damn lines and color. You there talking about you damn non-binary when you something.
Yeah, non-binary is a made-up
false sense of reality.
Yeah.
And now y'all trying to bring everybody into y'all utopia of false reality.
Yeah, if you say everybody, if you get rid of gender, I mean, gender is one of the foundations to a civil society. You take away gender, I ain't nothing. I ain't a boy or a girl. Then you don't have marriage. It's not between a man and a woman. Now two people can get married, and then
you go in each other's bathrooms. You can
It's no such thing.
Guys can compete as women.
Yeah,
in women's sports. What else? Where else is this going?
Then you
go. We haven't seen it yet, but this is going somewhere else. Where else is it going?
Then you have men wearing dresses with full blown beards, and then you have women walking around in